Welcome to another episode from Coding's Pro Magazine's COVID-19 podcast series. My name is Stephanie Chizik, and I'm editor-in-chief of Coding's Pro Magazine. Today's guest is Jason Weber, inside sales and marketing at Air Equipment and Repair. Air Equipment and Repair is based out of San Antonio, Texas, and was established in 1976 to service the paint equipment industry. The company sells and repairs equipment and parts from major manufacturers such as Graco, Binx, Klemco, and PMC. Jason and I are recording this interview on Monday, May 11th, so please be sure to check back for updates and follow the guidance of health professionals such as the Centers for Disease Control. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's kind of fun being on this end of the podcast for once. I'm usually the one doing all the intros, so it's fun being on this side of the microphone. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. And just so everyone is aware, we'll link to your podcast as well. But Jason and I met each other because he asked me if I wanted to be on his podcast through his company. So we got to do the exact opposite. It was a flip. It's like a Freaky Friday.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So Jason, could you just start maybe by giving us a little bit of a background, maybe professional and as much personal as you'd want to give. I guess San Antonio is always an interesting place to talk about too, if you care to mention anything there.
Yeah, I will say one thing about, because where our office is downtown, like smack in the middle of downtown. And I don't know if you've ever been to downtown San Antonio, but this time of year, it's usually just, tourists and just people everywhere. And it's crazy to see the Riverwalk with absolutely nobody on it. It's really kind of eerie
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
I'm sure.
But yeah, so I'm actually a third generation in this industry for air equipment. The company was started by my grandpa in 1976, and then my mom actually took ownership of it, I want to say 2000, 2001. And I've been working there since 2010. And then I also have a little brother who's been working there since 2018. So we're trying to keep it in the family as well, but as much as we can. We actually were just acquired by a larger company named ICAF, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
No, I'm not, but that sounds like exciting news for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It was it's kind of funny because they're a larger company, but they're still like technically a small business and they're family owned. And it was the right time to do it. They're still letting us run everything day to day and all that, but it was a tough decision, but it was a good decision, and we feel really good moving forward about it.
Awesome. I would imagine a lot of our readers and subscribers also work for companies that are kind of family owned and run. What's it like to work with your family members?
Most of the time, it's really great. Obviously, when you do have disagreements, it's a little more emotional just because it's not just a coworker to coworker thing. And then it's funny because my friends, me and my mom have always been close, always, growing up and everything. And so my friends assume that it's just, easy breezy working for your mom. But my mom is very demanding and she knows the business, she knows how to run it, and she expects things out of you. And I almost think she expects more when you're her son. So, but all in all, I've really enjoyed the past 10 years of working for her, and I think it actually somehow, like I said, we're already close, but I think it's brought us closer.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you guys get to travel at all together, or you mostly stay in the San Antonio area for work?
No, we're both in the office. We
Okay.
don't do any traveling. And then when we do family traveling, she has a strict no business policy, so we're not allowed to talk about work when we're on vacation.
Okay. I was wondering how that works. So, if you have, let's say, a Sunday night barbecue or something with the family, does that bleed into does your work life bleed into your personal life? It sounds like you guys have really good boundaries up.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then it will, just because she's getting to where she's getting closer to retirement, and then my dad's been retired for 6 years now,
Okay.
so they go on a lot of vacation. So the sometimes where it's just I legitimately haven't seen her in a week or two, and I'm just catching up with her. But for the most part, we have a very strict, when we're with our family, that's what we're talking about. When we're at the office, we can talk about business, which I think is a good policy to have.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Keeps those boundaries up. So You were mentioning office, but I suspect that with COVID-19 going on, you for the past few weeks at least have been working from home. Although Texas is a bit different right now. Are you guys back in the office again?
I'm not currently. I will be back this week, and I'm actually really stoked about it because I'm a very social person, and it's not like me to be just in an office by myself. I like seeing my coworkers and most of the guys that have worked for Air Equipment have been around since, my mom was pregnant with me, so I've known a lot of them my entire life. So it's kind of like a little family down there too, and it's weird not being able to see them every day.
How else has life changed for you guys as far as, in the past couple of weeks? Obviously, it's going to change again, but working from home, working remotely, any other sort of precautions that you guys have had to face with regards to work, the stuff that you do for work?
Well, obviously, the biggest hurdle that we've had to jump is our outside sales crew hasn't been able to go see anybody. So it's really hard to drive those leads and bring in sales whenever you can't physically go and meet with people. And while our sales team is great at equipment, they're not the best when it comes to technology like what we're doing right now. So I've been working really hard on getting them set up with, Zoom meetings, Microsoft Teams, Skype meetings, stuff like that. And it's been a learning process, but we've done a pretty good job. And they know how to use their cell phone too. So calling customers, checking in on them every now and then. But that's probably the biggest thing is not being able to go physically see customers.
Yeah, are your customers still mostly working then, or are they looking kind of ahead? What's the impact been on them with regards to the pandemic?
It's kind of a mixture of both. I would say, because we do everything from blasting, or blast equipment, paint equipment, powder equipment, and then we also do spray foam equipment. And spray foam has actually, they have just been booming. And I don't know if it's just the Texas housing market or what, but they've been doing great. I mean, it's been a very lucrative time for them, which is not a lot of people can say that. Now, most of spray foam contractors that are customers of ours are walk-in business, which is a whole new different thing that you have to figure out. How are we going to handle customers walking in? How are we going to handle keeping things sanitized? And do we require them to wear masks and stuff like that? A lot of customers will call in orders ahead of time, and then we'll actually just run it out to their car. And then when they do come in, we either have clean pins, and then you discard them into like a dirty pin bin when they're signing their invoice that we can sanitize and then reuse. Or we just flat out ask them, do you have your own pin that you can sign the invoice for? But other than that, I mean, it's pretty much just been business as usual down at the office, is what I've been told. Like I said, I haven't been down there, so I'm just kind of from afar.
So you must have a few people who go to the office, kind of they're deemed essential within your own company to help with those people who need the walk-in help or the troubleshooting or what have you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everybody besides me has been in the office. And the only reason I haven't been down there is because I have kids that are out of school, and we were trying to, juggle that with my wife is also working from home.
Gotcha.
So we figured if we had both of us here, it would be a little easier to handle the two kids because they're both under the age of 10. So the little one requires a lot of attention.
I think a lot of people are probably experiencing that right now too, where it's, they've had to shift all of their work operations to home, and so has their spouse. So it's kind of turned into, okay, well, where do the kids go? Where's my office? Where's your office? Sort of just, gosh, I don't even know if like a fire show kind of, where does everyone and everything go? I can't even imagine.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting experience. But yeah, but it sounds like the spray foam side's been going well, at least in the Texas area. Have you, obviously, at least spray foam on roofing, that has to come with a coating. Do the other aspects of the coatings world, what kind of trends have you been seeing there in the past few weeks, if any?
It really depends on the the manufacturer, I guess the, or what am I trying to say? The factory that you're in, depends on where they're based out of and what their headquarters are.
Okay.
Are doing, you know, because we do have a lot of manufacturers here in Texas, South Texas, that are headquartered elsewhere that are actually, you know, shutting things down. Whereas in Texas, it's not really shutting down. And, but they just kind of company-wide did it. But then you also have, you know, other places that are, like we have one here that's a door manufacturer, and they're just going like it's every day. They're just limiting. I think they cut their shifts in half. So they're doing, you know, half the amount of people just to kind of spread them out. And then they're also limiting guests. So, you know, you can't just walk in there. Like normally we just walk in there and go see a customer. Now you have to call ahead of time and make sure that you're scheduled and you're wearing masks and gloves and all that. So, I mean, basically that, but for the majority, we've been very lucky down here. A lot of our clients are still working.
Yeah, that is great. So do you, based on that, I guess, do you see any predictions for how the industry might be changing moving forward, or need to adapt moving forward because of, you know, Texas is obviously just one of, at least within the states, you know, one aspect of many that we're all kind of handling things differently. Yeah, any trends you think might be coming out of this?
One thing I will say is, and this has been an interesting side of it, is you know, I work with these manufacturers that make or build paint equipment or exhaust filters for paint booths, and you'll see, I've seen them switch to a different, I guess, product. Like we have this company that makes, they're a manufacturer of paint booth filters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually working on creating an N95 mask with a disposable filter in it. So you could take the filter out, wash the mask, put a new filter in, and then reuse the mask.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I think that was just kind of, they saw the need of PPE because it's so hard to find PPE right now, saw the need in the industry and decided we can, you know, we have the materials to make these. All it is taking this filter material and making it for this instead of for a paint booth. And that hasn't come out yet. They were just kind of telling us they're developing it. And then you have companies like Graco and Carlisle, who manufactures Binks and DeVilbiss equipment. They're like Graco came out with a complete airless spray line for spraying disinfectant.
Mm.
And then Carlisle's got an electrostatic version and then also a conventional version spraying out of a 2-gallon pot. So it's just, you see these manufacturers that have been in the paint industry and they're kind of branching out. So I don't know if that's just for right now or if they'll continue to do that, but you kind of see this shift in the industry like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of innovations that seem to be coming out of it. I mean, the fact that we haven't had before a reusable N95, I think it's a valid point, and maybe there's a room for that in the market. That'll be great to see when that comes out. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. When we were in the meeting with them a couple weeks ago, and he was mentioning that. So man, that's could be one of those things you'll never see again. So we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah, absolutely. What about as far as, you know, like you, a lot of our subscribers are probably also, like I said, working from home, had to shift. Any virtual opportunities either that you've experienced yourself or seen elsewhere that might be good to pass along?
Oh, definitely. Like I was telling you before we started recording, I actually did 3 virtual trainings with different equipment manufacturers today.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in, you know, webinars and meetings all day. And if anybody out there needs any training or anything, ICAF, Dove, Seneca, and Air Equipment, who are all part of the ICAF companies, do a lot of these meetings. So, you know, feel free to reach out to any of the branches and we'll set something up. And then also a great opportunity or a great tool is Graco University.
Mm.
They have a bunch of online courses, and then they record all their webinars and upload them on there for all their different equipment. And it's a great tool to sit down. And even for people like me that have been in the industry or been a distributor for Graco for a long time, even just to go back and refresh, or sometimes there's a new product you don't know about. And it's just, you know, since you have the time now, because sometimes when we're just going and going, you don't have the time to sit down, but use the time right now to learn about new equipment or refresh yourself on old equipment. So Yeah, Graco University is a really good opportunity.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I think you're right. There's just a lot of sort of everyone is starting to capitalize on social media and what they can put out online, which is great, so that we can spread it to as many people as possible to get opportunities out there. That's a great tip, yeah. And as far as, you know, I think that of course it's easy right now to kind of focus on what's maybe not going well, but are you seeing any other positives within the industry or elsewhere? I mean, I feel like there is definitely some silver linings that could be coming out of this as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just from the equipment side, and in particular, PMC, who makes their name is Polyurethane Machinery Corp, and they make spray foam and polyurea equipment. And right now, they're running some awesome specials. They have proportioners there for spray foam, and they're actually giving you a free 50-foot heated hose,
Oh,
which is
wow.
about a yeah, pretty close to a $2,000 savings. So that's pretty big. And then on the finance side of it, we work with a couple finance companies, and I would assume this is not just for us, but probably industry-wide. A lot of the equipment finance companies are offering 90-day deferred payment for your first payment, which is a really great opportunity because there's a lot of times when you have a greenlit job right in front of you, but you need this $30,000, $40,000 piece of equipment, and you don't have the capital right then and there to pay for it. But if you get that piece of equipment, it'll end up being a million and a half dollar job. So it's a really good opportunity for people that don't have the upfront capital and are kind of uneasy about the economy right now. You don't have to make that first payment for 90 days. So it's a great opportunity to get a new piece of equipment and start, making some money for your company.
Yeah, you know, you just made me think that there's, despite what's going on in the world, there's always new people coming into the industry. Do you have any tips and tricks that you could give to someone who may be new coming into the spray foam or coatings industry? I know you've been around for a while, obviously, so maybe you've seen a few things you could share.
Yeah, the biggest thing I would say is whether first of all, I wouldn't, this is just going to sound like it because I'm an equipment supplier, but I wouldn't recommend buying used equipment unless you have experience with that equipment. And the only reason is because you don't really know what to look for, and you don't know if it's going to be in good shape when you get the equipment. And then another thing I would say is get yourself especially in spray foam, get yourself a local distributor that you can partner with on the equipment side, because it is such a technical product and things can go really wrong if you don't know what you're doing. And to have that product knowledge, first of all, and then to have that support when things do go wrong is really important. So, and that could be in industrial coatings as well, but more so in spray foam just because it's a very technical application.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I've never sprayed foam before, but I've seen it, and it certainly looks like you're a chemist on the job site with how you specifically have to match up the A side and the B side and the temperatures and the everything. There's just so much going on. Yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
Right.
And the PPE side as well. I would think that someone, if you could partner with them on the just, you know, the equipment side, they would at least be able to guide you as far as, you know, this is the type of PPE you should be wearing. This is what maybe to look out for or to avoid. I would think that they'd have some good tips there too.
Oh, definitely, especially on the on for respirators. We see it all the time. People are using just a cartridge respirator out there for organic vapors. And that even if you don't have an organic vapor mask, there is no cartridge that is made to filter out isocyanates. So you need a fresh air system when you're spraying foam, especially in an attic where there's not a lot of ventilation. You really need fresh air because that isocyanate can, I mean, it can cause major health issues down the road. So, and that's something that if you just buy from a guy online, he's not going to tell you that. But if you're paired up with a reputable distributor, they, I would assume, would know that and would be able to tell you.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've got a big year coming up, especially with starting to work with the new company that's bought you out. Do you guys have any other other things going on for 2020 that you want people to know about?
We actually are, hopefully, we're planning an open house at our location in San Antonio in September. And we've been planning that since the beginning of the year. I don't know how that's going to work with travel and everything right now, but it's going to be really cool. We're going to have a lot of our manufacturer reps there. We're going to have coatings reps from Carboline and also some abrasive reps there from, I forgot the company off the top of my head right now, but it's going to be really cool. So if you're in the San Antonio area in September, or if you want to reach out to me, I'm sure Stephanie will have my my contact information. But we can we're planning on having it, and they'll be doing product demos, and we'll have some food and drinks and stuff there too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds exciting. I hope it goes forward for you. And that's actually the perfect segue for me to ask you how people can reach out to you if they want to follow up with more information. How can they find you?
Well, you can check out our website. It's air-equipment.com, or you can either give me a call at the office. It's 210-223-3157, or you can shoot me an email. It's jason@air-equipment.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your help. I appreciate the time that you've taken to give our readers and subscribers some information, and looking forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie. Appreciate you joining me on.
Thanks again to Jason Weber at Air Equipment and Repair for joining us on our episode today. It's always nice to get to be able to return the favor. I was on his podcast and he's now on ours. So that's definitely one of the silver linings that I'm experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic is getting to connect with people who I might not have been able to connect with in the past. So hopefully some of the tips and tricks that he gave are going to be useful for you guys. Absolutely makes sense that he's been working in a family-owned business and going through some of those challenges of working from home right now in that business. It's great to hear what his experiences have been and kind of the silver linings that he's been finding too. So hopefully some of those points have been helpful for you guys. As always, please feel free to check out coatingspromag.com for more information pertaining to the pandemic, as well as all of the other coatings-related business going on in the world right now. Hoping to be a resource to you guys in as many ways as possible. So reach out to us, let us know how we're doing, if you have any suggestions, pieces of information that you would like to hear or see, and we'll do our best to get you that information in a timely manner. Stephanie Chizik from Coatings Pro Magazine, and as always, happy coding.